morning, the lovely Christy.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Mike.
And good morning, Sioux Falls. We start off with a pop quiz question. We were at the Grammys last night. In honor of the Grammys, name the name of the only person to host and win a Grammy the same night. Was it Kenny Rogers? Was it Sting? Or was it James Brown? Answer in a minute. As for the red carpet, Taylor Swift looked fabulous. I thought she looked the best. Madonna looked like an old drag queen with a bad grill. On the show, Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr sang together for the first time in years. Question was, where's Justin Timberlake? Grammy people ignored him, so he ignored them. Oh, yeah. 33 gay and straight people married on stage. Yeah, it was cute. Good gimmick. Good trick. All in all, pretty good show. Best and most bizarre Grammy story was Jonah Hill's lame brother, Jordan, who manages Maroon 5, made a rude, nasty comment about Sharon Osbourne's son Jack's MS disease. Sharon Osbourne immediately jumped up and drenched him with a pitcher of ice-cold water. Soaked him. Jordan ran out of Clive Davis's party. This Jordan's a jerk. He's a guy that married Clint Eastwood's daughter for 16 hours. Then the whole thing was annulled. Tell you what, man, I've seen football games. I've seen the Pope. I've seen the Beatles. I've seen World Series. I've seen a lot of things at Dodger Stadium over the years, but Saturday night was a first. I saw an NHL hockey game, the Kings and the Ducks. 50,000 people as they put temporary ice over the infield. Very, very cool. It was a great night. 65 degrees sitting outside watching hockey. The pop quiz question, who is the only person to host and win a Grammy the same night? Kenny Rogers, Sting, or James Brown?
Kenny Rogers.
Sting.
Pay the lady, pay the lady, pay the lady, pay the lady. Kenny Rogers, very good. Hey, have a great day, everybody. And I'm going to get a little sleep today, and we'll be back again tomorrow for the land of the fruits, the nuts, and the flakes. See ya.